This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. She said she knew she didn't have the votes going in, but Pierre Part Representative Karen St. Germain still wanted proponents of her anti-discrimination bill to be heard.
We're here to do something for the public, and the public means everyone. This is a fairness bill.
St. Germain's bill would prohibit employers from discriminating in hiring, firing, and promotions based on a person's gender identity or gender expression. Scott Hodgen, a small business owner in Baton Rouge, says the state should protect everyone's right to work.
It's not about me. It's not about my company. It's about the people that work for me. And who they go home with, what they do at night, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter to anybody. Ever.
Logan Kinnamore, a self-described Louisiana son, father, and gay male, urged civil law committee members to, quote, do what's right, not what is right-wing.
I challenge you to be the public servants in this legislative body with the courage and defy this nation's expectation of Louisiana as a small-minded and backward-thinking state.
Before opponents of the bill could speak, Representative St. Germain withdrew the bill from consideration but said,
now we'll be back with this bill. Next year.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.